I quite a hobbyist cider-maker at the time, so every autumn we used to go to Fishbourne Farm in Dingerstow in Monmouthshire, you know, to go and pick cider apples. So every autumn we used to grab a pile of people. I used to borrow my dad's minibus. I used to borrow that, put a trailer on the back of that, and then my dad then would have my 4x4 and another trailer in Lampeter. So there used to be a pile of family coming from Lampeter, family and friends coming from there, and then I used to gather family and friends. I knew Jules at the time, but didn't know her too well, you know.
Not very well. No,
not very well. So my friend said, "Oh, can Jules come along picking apples?" Yeah, the more the merrier, you know. Because we used to take enough food for the day, you know. When we get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, we used to cook bacon butties, you know, for everyone.
I think for me, it was the first thing of anything to do with cider. Having to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning was the biggest shock.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shock. I think we used to leave at 5, didn't we? Or
yeah.
Half 5, yeah. So we used to head, because it was late October, you know, we used to head and get to Monmouthshire for about 8, half 8 when it's light, because we wanted all day there to pick.
Mm.
So, yeah, we pootled down to Monmouthshire, got there, set up, you know, dad got the old, you know, frying pan out.
Dad was straight on it with the tea and bacon butties.
Yeah, got a tea, coffee and bacon butties under the go, you know, and then, so we all walked to the orchard then and start picking. And I remember, you know, I always invited the friends that were always enthusiastic and good at picking. There was always friends that, you know, they'd come along for the ride, you know. And but yeah, we were there in the orchard and I remember looking across and Jules is there picking apples. You can hear, because we pick the apples into buckets, and so you can hear the sound of the apples hitting the buckets. And I couldn't help but turn round, because it was like there was someone had a machine gun going off into a bucket, and I looked across and there was Jules picking apples like a machine, and these builder's buckets were just filling up. And I remember thinking that day, that's the woman for me. You know, she's the one. Yeah, well, we'd been together for quite a long time, and we'd always discussed getting married and
everything. Well, we'd always said, you know, it'd have to be some kind of thing in an orchard,
yeah.
But we always wanted it to be our own.
Yeah, but we always said we'll get married once we've got our own orchard, you know. So we'd actually bought the trees and we'd grown them on in pots and whatever, and we were lucky enough then that a friend of ours in Trehale Farm near Mathry, he said, you know, I've got a couple of corners of fields or whatever, an old pig paddock that I'm not doing anything with. You know, if you want to plant a little orchard there, that's fine, you know. So, yeah, there we are. Okay, we cracked on with it, and we planted two small orchards, one at the corner of a field and one in an old pig paddock to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, decided then this is the time. So,
yeah,
we made arrangements and we had a wedding ceremony and in our own little orchard, you know, which was, it was lovely.
It was.
Yeah, we had hay bales for everyone to sit down, you know, open air ceremony. So we were lucky with the weather, actually, you know.
We were.
Yeah, it didn't rain or anything. So we had the choir that I was singing in. They sang for the whole proceeding. A mate of ours, he plays the bagpipes, so he played the bagpipes as well.
Yeah,
you know.
Farmer down the road lent us arrival.
Yeah, so Jules arrived to the orchard in the back of a tractor trailer, you know. So then we carried on down to the barn then, and we had the whole, you know,
evening down there,
plenty of cider obviously flowing. I mean, the whole cider thing's been a massive part of our lives, you know.